Okay. So I want to say hi to the folks at Westbrook Middle School. I got to go there for their career day yesterday.
I saw pictures of that. You look great.
Thank you. It was they were great kids, and you know, it's hard. A bunch of eighth graders in a gym.
Yep.
You know, it's hard to hold their attention.
Yep.
And so I tried to like interact with them. And first of all, I learned the most fascinating thing I learned was the divide over Taylor Swift.
Oh, it's big.
I think with 13-year-olds, 12 and 13-year-olds, too.
Wyatt's on it, too. Wyatt is like, do not bring her up.
Yeah.
She's not, I don't know what the big thing is.
So I was talking about how at our job, we have to think about what people want to hear, mm-hmm. you know? Like, do you want to hear this song? And we've got to go, oh, well, a lot of people like Taylor Swift, so we're going to play Taylor Swift. And they kind of groaned. And I was like,
oh, no, you lost them.
Hold on a minute. I said, raise your hand if you like Taylor Swift. And like half of them raised their hand. I said, raise your hand if you don't like Taylor Swift. Like 2/3.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm questioning my own career now on career day.
Huh.
What?
Wow. I wonder if it's just like the cool thing. Because
it's cool to hate on her?
Yes. Like my godson is the same way. Like, oh, I don't really see what the big deal is. Like, I wonder if that's just like the thing. But then, you know, inside, they're like kind of like jamming out to her songs.
Like if they came on, they wouldn't change it.
You know? Exactly. They're, you know, it's just the cool thing to say, I don't like her, you know, going against the grain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were giving me other song ideas and stuff. I gotta try to remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm interested to hear what they had to say.
No, they weren't good.
Oh.
It was like skibbity bobbity boobity minette or something from TikTok. And I was like, yeah, we're not going to play that.
You guys are fired. I was more so impressed that you were there with no notes. Like you just spoke.
Yeah.
I was thinking, oh, I wonder if I'll ever have to do that. And then I said, my God, I'll have my phone out. I'll have notes, my glasses on.
Well, you know me. I just have to wing it. If I overthink it, it's no good.
And you've been doing it forever. But that's cool. That's very exciting for them to like, you know.
So I had a whole theme about being curious and how it's important to be curious.
Yeah.
And not just in our job. But in every job and as a good human, being curious about other people's experience and being curious about yourself, like, why am I feeling this way? Or what do I like about myself? What do I want to change about? Like being curious is the most important thing to be.
Sure.
As a human. That was kind of my theme.
Yep.
So I said, so I'm hoping that, you know, you are curious and you have things you're wondering and you can ask anything you want, you know?
Oh.
And one of the students asked bravely, when did you know you were gay? And I thought, wow, that's a very thoughtful question. Yeah. And there was this other kid who asked, and this was not a question I expected.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of the teachers were like, oh God, why did he ask that? But it was a good question. And I tried to give it a thoughtful answer. They said, would you, this one kid, eighth grader, said, would you choose to be straight?
Wow.
And I was like,
whoa. That's a loaded question. I said,
no.
Right.
Because it wouldn't be me.
Right.
And I said, I said something about how, you know, when we all have a shell.
Yep.
And we open that shell for certain people we trust.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to a point where we open the shell for people we don't trust too, because we know that what's inside is stronger than it was before.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you're really your most honest, full self, is when your shell's open, even if it's for someone who you don't trust.
What a question.
And I said, and what's inside the shell is gay. So if I chose to be straight, I wouldn't be being myself, you know?
Yeah.
But I was like, wow, how do I answer this?
Do you ever think to yourself like, God, being straight, it would be so much, quote, easier. Like I wouldn't have to fight and I wouldn't have to like, you always say, like, coming out, you don't come out once. You come out all the time. Like, I wonder.
Oh, Todd's got to go. Don't miss your TV hit.
But also, you being gay is so important because you're such a good voice for it, for that community.
Well, thank you. That's nice. But I
think that's a very interesting question from a young kid.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those kids who you can tell, like, sometimes ask the questions that other people might wonder but not say out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe he doesn't understand those boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, that's kind of a beautiful thing,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Because you could tell some of the teachers were like, oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Why did they ask that?
You know?
But it was actually a great question. And no, I would not choose, even if it would be easier,
mm-hmm.
because, again, it's just not me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It would be so weird.
I imagine.
No.
I know.
Oh, my God. I would hate your girlfriend.
Like... And imagine if I looked at you during the show and I was like,
Yeah, no, it would be so weird. I don't think we would have the same like friendship, same show, you know?
No,
well, I don't know. I don't know. It would just be, yeah, right.
It just wouldn't be me. That's what I mean. It would be like saying, would I like to be someone else?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And no. Now, if you had asked me that earlier on, maybe I would have said that.
Mm.
But I think that I don't know. I feel very lucky that I would say no.
Yeah.
You know, because it takes a lot of good people around you.
Yeah.
And support and community and all that to get to that point. But I was like, wow, that was a...
There is a kid that was sitting in that gym that knows or feels that they want to come out but too scared to come out. And heard you say that I wouldn't choose any other way except to be me. And you made a huge impact on that kid.
Oh, yeah. That's very sweet. I didn't even think about that.
There is a kid in that audience thinking, I think I'm gay and I'm scared to say it. And you just said, this is what I want to be. I wouldn't want to be anything else.
Yeah, it's interesting. I didn't even think of that, but that's true. Which is very meaningful. But I did say that we all come out. We may not come out as gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgender or queer or whatever you want to use on the LGBTQ+ spectrum, because we come out as a lot of things.
Yeah.
I said, for example, 2/3 of you came out today as anti-Taylor Swift fans.
Wow.
Right?
Shocking.
You revealed your truth.
Yeah, they're all liars.
And I even judged you for it. And I'm sorry. That's the risk of coming out.
Wow. You know? Yeah.
But yeah.
Wow.
I got to try to remember. Maybe we'll in the 7 o'clock hour when these kids are going to school, I'll see if we can find the skibbity bobbity boobity song.
That'd be great.
It was something like dippy dippy booby.
Huh.
Yeah.
It sounds
was
great.
Something minyette or booby dooby. I don't know what it was. And they all knew it. And I was like, what the hell? Like,
oh, man. Keeping
and
up.
And the biggest artist, arguably, of our generation.
Yeah.
And you don't like her. But you like the skibbity-bobbity-boobity because it's on TikTok.
Weird.
I sounded a little old, I think. Yeah.